Hello, my name is Will from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything and I'm not asking for any donations. I'm looking to speak to Joseph Contreras.
And who are you?
Will, that's my name, and I'm with Opinion Research, Mr. Contreras.
Opinion Research.
Yes, sir. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Thank you. Next question. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting in March? Are you almost certain? Will you probably
vote?
Well,
I'll vote. I've always voted.
Okay. Thank you so much. What about, are you going to vote for people, for president, state office, but also voting for
I vote for everything that comes in, ma'am. I get a ballot.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Next question. Just so we know that we're speaking to a variety of public, can you please tell me the year that you were born?
The year 41.
41. Thank you so much. Next question. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Just myself.
Okay.
I'm alone.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself, do you think that things in Fresno County are going on the right track or on the wrong direction?
On what?
Things in Fresno County, are things going on the right direction or on the wrong track?
Well, I really don't have an opinion. I don't complain. I mean, I would say it's okay.
It's okay for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Jobs and wages, parental rights and education, water policy, inflation and cost of living, public safety and crime, housing affordability, homelessness, public infrastructure, like roads and bridges.
I would say the last four that you mentioned, homelessness and jobs and, you know, the last four.
Okay, but
which
one is the most concern, your most concern?
Repeat them over.
Okay, the last four you said?
Yeah.
Public safety and crime, housing affordability, homelessness, public infrastructure like roads and bridges.
Housing and affordability.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read to you the names of some public figures, and I'd like for you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as favorable, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or if you have never heard of the person, please say so. Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Very, okay. Paul Dictos.
Well, I've heard of him, but I don't, what's he representing? Paul Dictos.
Yeah, I'm supposed to read verbatim. I'm not supposed to give you more information just based on the knowledge that you already have.
Paul Dictos, huh? Paul Dictos?
Yeah. Yep, Paul Dictos. Yep.
Okay.
D-I-C-T-O-S.
I'm sorry?
You spell it D-I-C-T-O-S.
Yeah, Dictos, yeah. I've heard of him. I've heard of him. But I can't remember what he represents, you know. But,
okay, no problem.
I would say favorable, I guess. Yeah.
Somewhat or very?
Someone.
Okay, thank you. What about Stephen Brando?
Never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. What about Gavin Newsom?
Who?
Gavin Newsom.
David Newsom?
No, Gavin. Gavin Newsom.
Oh, Gavin. Oh, favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Very? Okay, thank you. What about Gary Bredefield?
Gary Bredefield.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Bredefield. No, unfavorable. Yeah.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. What about President Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Stephen Browndell, Bryce Herrera, Dion Browndays, Paul Dictos, and Gary Bredefield, for whom will you vote?
Say those names again, the first two, three.
Stephen Browndell, Bryce Herrera, Dion Bordes, and Paul Dictos.
I haven't heard of the first three or four that you gave me.
Okay. What about Gary Bredefield?
No, I wouldn't vote for him either.
Okay. So you wouldn't vote for any of them?
Nine, right. Because I haven't heard of the other three or four we mentioned.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate will you lean? Stephen Brando, county supervisor and businessman, Bryce Herrera, Dion Bordes, Paul Dictos, county assessor recorder, or Gary Bredefield, businessman and city council member?
Yeah. What was the first name? It seems like I heard it more clearly.
Stephen Browndell. Browndell.
Steve.
Bryce.
How do you spell it?
B-R-A-N-D-A-U. Browndell.
Brando. Okay, I've heard of him. I'll vote for him.
Okay, no problem. How will you rate the job being done by Stephen Browndell as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair, I guess.
Fair, okay, thank you. How will you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefield as Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of candidates for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who is 80 years old. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. What about a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
Most likely.
Much more?
Yeah.
Much more? Okay. What about a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
He doubled the price of fees?
Yeah, he doubled the price of trash collection fee.
Oh, I wouldn't vote for that.
So that would mean much less likely to vote for someone like
much,
that?
Yeah, much more
okay.
Most likely.
What about a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
I would vote for that, most likely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What about a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
I would probably vote for someone like that.
Somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. What about a candidate who served in the military and worked as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
Yeah, I would vote for someone like that, most likely.
Okay, thank you. What about a candidate who is a Democrat?
A candidate? Well, yes, I would. Most likely.
Much more? Okay, thank you. Thank you. What about a candidate who has led the efforts to remove pornography materials from the county library?
No, so repeat that again.
A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
Pornographic only?
Pornographic materials.
That's what I mean. Not any other books.
No, only pornography.
Yeah, I would want that in a library.
Okay, so that will mean that you much more likely vote for him or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely for him.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Next, I'm going to read to you some statements about three of the candidates for a county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance that you will vote for that candidate. Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up to the law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns and are listened to and respected. After hearing all of this information, will you say there is a good chance, fair chance, a small chance, or no chance that you will vote for him?
Could you repeat the first part, when the first started?
Yeah. Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty, transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected.
Well, I didn't like the first part, so I probably wouldn't most likely not vote for him.
No chance that you will vote for him.
No chance, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Steve Browndoe currently serves as a county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Browndoe has defended North Fresno from high density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Browndoe is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. Does he have a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance that you will vote for him?
I don't vote for him. You know what? I hate to say this, but I don't believe in the Republicans. They just talk through both sides of their mouths. That's what I get. You know, they promise you all this. No chance.
Okay. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public? Does he have a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance that you will vote for him?
He has a fair chance that I would vote for him.
Okay, thank you. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Steve Brando, Bryce Herrera, Dion Bordes, Paul Dictos, and Gary Bredefield, for whom would you vote?
Who was the last one you mentioned?
Gary Bredefield.
No, the one that...
Paul Dictos.
That's the one you were... Yeah, Paul Dictos.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
City college.
Some college?
City college, 2 years city college.
Okay. Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, live with a friend or family?
I own my home.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate your participation. You have a good one. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.